Jeff Robinson, did you just pick your nose on Facebook?
I did.
Is that what
twice.
That was? 104.1 HD1 WLBC. Today's best music and a taste of Muncie this Sunday. Yeah. Come on. Give everybody an applaud.
You're, all right. Taste of Muncie.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, the 33rd annual A Taste of Muncie. It's a Muncie tradition, right?
It is.
We love to eat, and we got a lot of great restaurants in town. So, yeah, it's a perfect match for Muncie.
How many? The list seems so long this year of tastes.
This year, we have 21 vendors that will be serving to the general admission. Then, of course, we have Vera May's in the VIP area. Uh-huh. Those tickets are sold out, unfortunately, so if you're super jealous of those people, you have to remember that next year. We do a food and beer pairing with the Guardian Brewing Company, New Corner Brewing Company, and Vera May's.
General admission still on sale, but
yes,
get them in advance to be sure that you have tickets, right?
I would encourage everybody to buy those in advance. You know, last year we sold out in advance of the event, okay. So the way ticket sales are looking now, we're stronger at this point
good
than what we were last year. So I would encourage everybody to get those online.
Defending champion,
yeah,
Caleb, come forward here from Pete's Bar and Grill in Albany. And you said the timing of this works out really well because Saturday's a big day for your business.
Saturday is a huge day for Pete's Bar and Grill. We reached 1 year.
Good for you. Congratulations.
So we're almost a toddler.
Yeah.
And, no, it's been a fabulous year. Anytime you take over for a legend like Pete, you've got your struggles and ups and downs, but it's been a wonderful year for us.
Last year, obviously, winning the award, the honor from the people that loved your stuff.
Yep.
Did you do the same thing as
nope
last year? You've changed it up.
I have not ever brought anything the same to Taste of Muncie. So this year, last year we did one with our pork belly bites.
Okay.
We did our wedge salad, and we did our Indiana mac and cheese. And this year we're bringing ribs.
Should we try them now?
I think if you'd like to.
Carrie, would you mind helping out while I talk to Caleb here? So tell us what's special about your ribs.
So we smoke in-house. So, you know, I'm partners with a local farm that we get a lot of our pork.
He's going to get nabbed.
From Albany, Indiana.
Yeah.
You know, locally grown. So, you know, we make our own sauce. We smoke in-house. You know, our ribs are anywhere from 6 to 8 hours, depending on, you know, doneness.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, so.
Brian's coming in with some napkins here for us. Hold on a second. Hey, Carrie, while we're doing that, scoot over to this other microphone here. Carrie Malko is here. Barking Cow, more than just one location now.
Well, we got some good news also. Downtown Muncie, we opened up our second location. It's located at 118 South Walnut Street. Very excited, very neat. And if you want to see a little bit of history, along with tasting some of our homemade ice cream, come down and check it out.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have to back up these ribs with ice cream in just a second. Caleb, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I really wanted to taste your ribs.
Yeah. Well, you're a rib connoisseur, and, you know.
I can cook a rib, but mine suck. You know, compared to your, mine suck.
It's that low and slow.
Oh, man. Great stuff. And, you know, you do more than just ribs. Give yourself a plug while you're here.
We do a lot of stuff. You know, we have salmon. We do a ton of tenderloins. Actually, I just did a count. I like to keep track of how many things we sell. Mm-hmm. And we're on track to do over 8,000 breaded tenderloins in 1 year.
Oh, my God.
Man. So,
These ribs, this is the wood that makes it good.
Yep.
You want to tell me your secret? Anything about the wood?
Just good old-fashioned hickory. We use a rotisserie smoker. You know, we don't do anything simple. It's all straightforward, but it takes a lot of time.
Brian, come forward here and give us your assessment of these ribs from Pete's, would you? I feel like such
They're
a pig
really
right
good.
Now.
Very, very good. Smokiness, it's not too sweet. I have some that have been really super sweet.
Yep.
Perfect. Yep.
It's our own rub. It's our own sauce. It's our own everything. So
fantastic.
Have you ever thought about selling the rub or sauce, or don't you want to get into that kind of stuff?
I do want to get into that. That's had been in the talks for a while, but that takes it's a long process to get that stuff done.
I'm going to get Carrie up here again. Now, why don't you bring some ice cream with you? Maybe whatever is, you know, special or famous from what you're going to be serving at A Taste of Muncie on Sunday. He's over there. The camera is pointed back on the side table. Jeff, quick ticket information in advance while Carrie's setting up
here. So you can go to cornerstonearts.org, and you'll see the Taste of Muncie link there. You can go there to buy tickets. Again, this Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. at a Cornerstone Center for the Arts.
So, Kerry, what's this one here that I'm opening first here?
The first one you're opening up is our lemon raspberry cheesecake.
Oh,
I had to sit there and think about that one.
Oh,
my Everyone get
God.
One?
Holy okay, care. Get Caleb one.
Caleb's over there going, hey, you ate one of my ribs. Come on.
We serve Barking Cow ice cream at Pete's.
Wait a second. Maybe people didn't hear that. They serve Barking Cow ice cream at Pete's in Albany. All right, good.
Honey vanilla, and it's fantastic.
Oh, man. So this is... That's that. Well, what's the other one over there, Kerry?
The other one is the sugar cream pecan pie that we make at the Barking Cow. We will have a third flavor.
Oh, well.
You'll just have to come to the event to try the third flavor.
I love it.
Yep.
It's a tease.
It's a tease.
Is it a problem that I like them both equally?
Not at all.
Is it a problem that my wife Nancy is watching this right now and she's saying, wait a second, why are you sucking down all that good food live on the radio there, buddy? This is great. So your business, I mean, starting where you started and growing it now to a second location, how proud are you?
Absolutely. It's incredible. I mean, when you sit there and you look at the community of Gaston and what it's done for the Barking Cow, it's just wonderful to see people come from different parts of central Indiana just to visit the place. Mm. And one of the unique things is the making of the ice cream. People giving ideas, people calling in and or coming in and sitting there and saying, I want that particular flavor. I want the killer key lime pie. I want the peanut butter fluff. Things that we know we make right there that they're calling by name.
I think two examples of great restaurateurs that just love what they do for a living. And for them to support your efforts at Cornerstone, Jeff, how cool is all
that?
It
is very cool. And you know, another thing that both of them have mentioned this morning to me is both of these locations and many, many more are bringing people in from out of town. So they're bringing in visitors from outside Delaware County, outside Muncie, to come into our community and take part in that. It's great. So it's something that I love, and I'm so happy to have them at a Taste of Muncie.
Thanks for everybody for coming in. I want to give you one last chance, Jeff, to thank your sponsors. Yeah. I know you got a lot of help in that regard.
We do. You know, Prime Trust Federal Credit Union has become Cornerstone's biggest part. They've been with us now about 5 years. Every year, support everything we do. Couldn't do it without Prime Trust. Indiana Michigan Power and the Muncie Visitors Bureau also. Something that I want everybody to understand, because of this sponsorship from these businesses, every single ticket sold for a Taste of Muncie is a direct donation to our scholarships and financial aid. Last year, we served close to 3,000 students at Cornerstone Center for the Arts, a record for us, something we're very, very proud of. And a lot of those students receive some help financially. So without fundraisers like A Taste of Muncie and the other ones we do, we just wouldn't be able to provide that.
Too many food vendors to thank, but I know a broad thank you to every one of them for doing their part. This Sunday's the event from 2 to 4, the general admission event, the VIP. Before that, it is sold out. However, the general admission tickets, discounted in advance, remain on sale. We encourage you to get those before you go to the door.
Yep.
If you want to shake the dice and see what happens and show up on Sunday and see if you can get them, you'll pay $5 more, but again, all the money goes to the efforts that Jeff just explained. Everybody, thank you very much.
Thank you, Stephen. And thank you to Wolf Boom Radio, WLBC, for your support. You've been with us a long time as well, and we certainly appreciate all your listeners as well.
Glad to do it. Cornerstone is a jewel in our community and in LBC land.